Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Bless the Lord. Isn't God awesome?
Amen.
Isn't God awesome? Hallelujah. Everybody has been preaching the message this morning, and to God be the glory.
Yes.
To God be the glory.
Glory to God.
I just thank God for the liberty of the Holy Spirit. Let your glory fill this temple today, as it was then. Let your glory be more than we can stand. Let your glory fill this temple as we gather in your name. Let your glory fill this place, fill this place. Hallelujah. I thank the Lord for this privilege to share with you what was laid on my heart. Also for the pastors for allowing the women of our company who love the Lord to be used for His glory. You will hear many scriptures today. Only the infallible word is powerful enough to describe an indescribable God. I heard Pastor mention about vacuum for the word, but not today. You won't have any vacuum for the word because it's all the word. And I would like to say, let the word speak. You know, it's just scripture says speak for itself, but I take out that word itself, himself. Let the word speak for himself, for the word is a person, and the word is Jesus.
Yes.
And God speaks in many ways, many, many ways, but just to name a few: through creation, an audible voice, the still small voice of the Holy Spirit, and the word, or in songs. And we have heard him this morning in worship songs and in testimonies. This message is from a song. And before I go any further, I just want to pray. Father, we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellency of the power may be of God and not of us. Holy Spirit, please take control of this vessel for the glory of God. Amen.
Yes.
Now, come. The scripture was already read, and the title of the message is How Great Thou Art. How Great Thou Art. The message will be in three parts. The first part speaks about God, the Creator. The second part about His great works concerning mankind. And the third, thanksgiving and praise, which we have been doing from the onset of the service. I would like to tell you how I came about this subject here. I was playing some worship songs, and this was one of them. And then the Holy Spirit started to unfold and reveal scriptures to me, so I started to write some down. I was in awe of how great God is. Before I heard my sister sang this song, Because of Who He Is, and I just had asked the Holy Spirit to wrap everything up so that we will know that we are in the Spirit, listening to the Spirit, and doing what the Spirit tells us. The song, How Great Thou Art, is one of the very favorite songs that people sing all the time. It's one of the songs that I love so well. But this morning when I heard it, it spoke volumes to me. And I'm just going to sing one verse and the chorus. And it says, Oh Lord my God, when I in awe some wonder. Consider all the worlds thy hands have made. I see the stars. I hear the rolling thunder. Thy power throughout the universe displayed. Hallelujah. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great the world. How great the world. Then sings my soul, my Savior, God to thee. How great the world. How great the world. Hallelujah. God is great, very great, and greatly to be praised. There is also a word in this song that says, when I hear the rolling thunder. This wasn't any part of the message, but then, you know, the Holy Spirit spoke to me when I read about, I hear the rolling thunder. And I know how oftentimes we have heard the thunder roll, and it frightens us. It frightens us. So the Lord led me to Exodus 19, and I would just like to just read something to you from Exodus 19, verses 10 and 11. 10 and 11 and 16 and 18. I want you to listen to these words. Verse 10 says, and the Lord said unto Moses, go unto the people and sanctify them today and tomorrow, and let them wash their clothes, and be ready against the third day. For the third day the Lord will come down in the sight of all the people upon Mount Sinai. That's 10 and 11. I have to skip out some of the other verses. 16 and 18. And it came to pass on the third day in the morning that there were thunders. This is what I'm talking about. Thunders and lightnings and a thick cloud upon the mount. And the voice of the trumpet exceeding loud, so that all the people that was in the camp trembled. 18, and Mount Sinai was altogether on a smoke. No, let me read 17 also. And Moses brought forth the people out of the camp to meet with God, and they stood at the nether part of the mount. And Mount Sinai was altogether on a smoke, because the Lord descended upon it in fire, and the smoke thereof ascended as the smoke of a furnace, and the whole mount quaked greatly. So, you know, this is when God speaks. He is so awesome. He is so awesome. When he spoke, the whole place shook. And his voice is like thunder. But, you know, there is a verse here that I just want to remind the sisters on the line. When it says here, God told Moses to call the people together. My glasses give me some problems. Yes, the Lord had said to Moses, go unto the people and sanctify them today and tomorrow, and let them wash their clothes. And be ready against the third day, for the third day the Lord will come down in the sight of all the people upon Mount Sinai. You know, some weeks ago, we spoke about the same word that God had given to Joshua, but God had given it to Moses first, that the people were supposed to be sanctified. And that is what our women's leader has challenged us to do for every month to sanctify ourselves for 3 days, today, tomorrow, and on the third day, God would do great wonders. That's what he told Moses and what he told Joshua, and that God would magnify them, him, Joshua, in the sight of the people. But God wants to magnify himself like he did here with Moses on Mount Sinai. So that is just a little piece I just happened to put in because of the word thunder. All right, so then, as I said, I was in awe of how great God is, and I checked the meaning of great. It means often extent or intensity, considerably above the normal, ability, quality, or eminence, an important or distinguished person, superior in character or quality, immense, enormous, gigantic, huge, vast, grand, noteworthy, weighty, serious, momentous, vital, critical, famed, notable. Synonyms for great: awesome, amazing, fabulous, fantastic, excellent, incredible, outstanding, unparalleled, unprecedented, all sufficient, omnipotent, omniscient, omnipresent. Can you think of anyone who compares to these qualities? Can you? When the Bible refers to God as great, it is a designation of such broad scope and ultimate supremacy that surpasses our human understanding or accomplishment or ability.
Yes.
Psalm 77, 13 to 14 says, "Thy way is in the sanctuary. Who is so great a God as our God? Thou art the God that doest wonders." Job 37, 23, touching the Almighty, we cannot find him out. He's excellent in power. Job 38 to 40, we went through Job and we heard what God had to say to Job. And I listened to Pastor's last message, and Pastor was having these same scriptures here. God had asked Job so many questions. Pastor mentioned it was 70 questions. God asked Job so many questions, and Job could not answer not one of those questions, nor proceed any further. He said he didn't put his hand upon his mouth. And we have to do the same thing, because none of us could have answered any of those questions that God asked Job.
Yes.
Then in Isaiah 40, 12 to 14, the word of the Lord said, "Who hath measured the waters in the hollow of his hand?" When, we have to be imaginative. I am telling you, when measured the waters in the hollow of his hand, I can only take up a scoop of water in my hand, and God can measure the waters in the hollow of his hand. How great he must be. He meted out heaven with the span, comprehended the dust of the earth in a measure, weighed the mountain in scales and the hills in a balance. Who had directed the Spirit of the Lord, or being his counselor, had taught him? Tell me who. With whom took he counsel? Who instructed him? Who taught him in the path of judgment, and taught him knowledge, and showed to him the way of understanding? Isaiah 40, same 40, verses 21 to 22. Have you not known? Have you not heard? Has it not been told you from the beginning? Have you not understood from the foundations of the earth? It is he that sitteth upon the circle of the earth, and the inhabitants thereof are as grasshoppers, that stretcheth out the heavens as a curtain, and spreadeth them out as a tent to dwell in. imagination again. Sometimes I think when I'm trying to hang up a curtain, I need so much help, and God is stretching out the heavens like a curtain without any help from anybody. Hallelujah. Verse 25 and 26. To whom then, God is asking, will you liken me? Or whom shall I be equal, said the Holy One. He said, lift up your eyes on high, and behold, who hath created these things that bringeth out their hosts by number? He calleth them all by names, my Lord. He calleth them all by names. We know the names of every star and every planet and everything in the heavens. And he called them by name. By the greatness of his might, for that he is strong in power. Not one faileth. Verse 31. Hast thou not known? Hast thou not heard that the everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, fainteth not, neither is weary, and there is no searching of his understanding? Can you think of anyone who compares to our God? Can you? Everything is sustained by his mighty power. Psalm 19, 1 to 6 says, the heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament showeth his handiwork. Day unto day uttereth speech, and night unto night showeth knowledge. There is no speech nor language where their voice is not heard. Their line is gone out through all the earth, and their words to the end of the world. In them hath he set a tabernacle for the sun, which is as a bridegroom coming out of his chamber and rejoiceth as a strong man to run a race. I think when the mornings when we look and we see the sun rising in the east, and the sun keeps moving and it is overhead in the middle of the day and the sun sets in the west. And I think that everywhere we go, you can see the same sun in the sky.
Yeah.
He's going forth, it's from the end of the heaven, and his circuit unto the ends of it, and there's nothing hid from the heat thereof. Colossians 1 and 16, for by him were all things created. Things that are in heaven and that are in the earth, visible and invisible. Whether they be thrones or dominions or principalities or powers, all things were created by him and for him. And he is before all things, and by him all things consist. The word is speaking for itself. I don't need to explain anything to you. Things which did not previously exist came into being. The heavens, the earth, heavenly bodies, and all forms of life. This great God is the author of creation. The Bible is full of passages of God's creative power, the power of the Word. Who is so great that could say, let there be, and everything came into being? Genesis 1 and 2, creation. God spoke everything into being. And he did that in 6 days. John 1, 1 to 3. All things were made by him. All things. And without him was not one thing made that was made.
Yes.
This is God. This is God, the creator of the universe. How great thou art. How great thou art. Then Genesis 2 and 7, this great God, he spoke everything into in existence. But this time he said, then God said, let us make man in our image. That is Elohim, the triune God, speaking. Deuteronomy 6 and 4 said, hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord, one Lord. And he said, out of the dust of the earth he made man, And many times, brethren, I picture God. I just close my eyes and just think of God making man, molding the clay, and put and say, how did he put in the organs, the blood vessels, the spinal cord, the brains, which is so complex, better than any computer? How did he do that?
Yes.
Because he's God.
Yes.
Then when man was formed, he was lifeless. That piece of clay laying down there. But God breathed into him the breath of life. And man became a living soul.
Yes.
God said at that time, it is not good that man should be alone. So what did he do? He did the first surgery. He put man to sleep, took out one of his ribs, and made woman, our first father and mother. God made them in his image. Later, he performed the first marriage, marriages between man and woman, and said, multiply and bring forth seed.
Yes.
Well, we're not going too much into the rest of that, but he said the seed of the woman would bruise the head of the serpent, because, you know, the serpent came and deceived them, and that the serpent would bruise his heel. But we know who would crush the head of the serpent, and this is Jesus. Proto-evangelium. This is a compound of two Greek words. Protos meaning first, evangelium meaning good news or gospel. The first mention in the Bible of salvation. Praise God, we are saved. Hallelujah. This is God, the creator of the heavens, the earth, and the universe. And there are many more scriptures of how great our God is. Psalm 104 also tells us about our great God, and I wish all these scriptures, you go back over them and read them. Every book of the Bible from Genesis to Revelation bears witness to how great our God is. There is none to compare with him. Creation got messed up by man's disobedience, and that is where the Savior and the Redeemer is now needed to deliver man from the fall, and eventually everything will be made new again, including man, the heaven and the earth, because God says we want to make a new heaven, and we know that because of salvation we are going to get new bodies and all of that. But I want to just stick to the word that I am getting, which I got, which is the greatness of God, how great God is. He's awesome, he's powerful, he is sovereign, he's over all. There is none like him, none to be compared to him anywhere in the heavens or in the earth. Our God is great. We cannot say enough about the greatness of God. But I'm going to go on to the second point now, which is his great works concerning mankind. Psalm 105, 1 to 2. Said, oh, give thanks unto the Lord.
Yes.
Call upon his name and make known his deeds among the people.
Mm-hmm.
All thy works shall praise thy name, Lord. This is another line in the song, in a song, holy, holy. All thy works shall praise thy name in earth and sky and sea. Everything praise God. Sing psalms unto him. Talk ye of all his wondrous works. Please read the rest of the psalm. I ask you, it corresponds to chapters in Exodus, with Psalm 105. God's people were slaves in Egypt. It was mentioned, Pastor, your pastor talking about bondage. We were in bondage, we were in slavery, we were in captivity. They were in Egypt for 400 years, harsh labor. But marvelous works were done through God's servant Moses in bringing them out of the bondage of Egypt by the plagues, the Passover lamb, and through the Red Sea. We have this song we sing, great and mighty is the Lord our God, great and mighty is he. He rolled back the waters from the mighty Red Sea. He said, I will lead you, put your trust in me. I would like to read you Exodus 15, 1 to 14. It says, after they came through the Red Sea, then sang Moses and the children of Israel this song unto the Lord, and spake, saying, I will sing unto the Lord, for he hath triumphed gloriously. The horse and rider hath he thrown into the sea. The Lord is my strength and my song, and he's become my salvation. He's my God, and I will prepare him an habitation. Thou art my father's God, and I will exalt him. My father's God, and he's my God. Not just my father's God, but he's my God, and I will exalt him. The Lord is a man of war. The Lord is his name. Pharaoh's chariots and the host that he cast into the sea. His chosen captains also are drowned in the Red Sea. The depths have covered them. Those are the enemies. They sank into the bottom of the stone. The right hand of the Lord is become glorious in power. Thy right hand, O Lord, has dashed in pieces the enemy. And in the greatness of thine excellency, thou hast overthrown them that rose up against thee. And thou sentest forth thy wrath, which consumed them as stubble. And with the blast of thy nostrils, the waters, O my Lord, were gathered together. The floods stood upright as an heap, and the depths were congealed in the heart of the sea. God made a way in the, across the Red Sea for his people, glorious God, to walk. The enemy said, I will pursue, I will overtake, I will divide the spoil. My lust shall be satisfied upon them. I will draw my sword, my hand shall destroy them. But God did. God did blow with his wind, and the sea covered them, and they sank as lead in the mighty waters. The scripture says, this way I'm going to stop. Who is like unto thee, O Lord, among the gods? Who is like thee, glorious in holiness, fearful in praises, and doing wonders? Who is like unto thee? No man can do what God did or can do at any time. So I just read that for you to understand who is like unto the Lord our God, and he's fearful in praises, and he does wonders. For you are great, the song says. You do miracles so great, and there is no one else like you. There is no one else like you. And I'd like to ask today, what has he done in the past? No, what he has done in the past, he's still doing today. He never changes. He never changes. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. He may change the way he does things, because he doesn't do the same thing all the time. You know, but he's God, and he does what he pleases to do. So, he brought us out of the bondage of sin and shame by the blood of the Lamb, the new covenant. These people were under the old covenant, blood of bulls and lambs, and they were delivered by the hand of Moses. But now, Jesus himself has become our sin offering, our scapegoat, took our punishment. And now we have right standing with God, justified as if we never sinned. I think that this is reason to give God thanks for his mighty works toward the children of men, to mankind. How he delivered us from the hand of the enemy, from the powers of darkness. Oh God, oh, he's turned. Oh God, our lives around. And he is worthy, he's worthy. We're supposed to love him and serve him for all his wondrous works that he has done for us. Now, I would like to ask, what has God done for us in the last few years, you and me and everybody else until today? What has God done for us? Some of his works that he has done 4 years ago when we started with COVID. How many of us, all of us here when COVID started, we are still here today, aren't we? We are alive.
Yes,
God kept us alive. God protected us. God cared for us. And I think this should be testimony time. God took us through fire. God took us through floods, through earthquakes, hurricanes, tornadoes, tsunamis, mass shootings, wars, rumors of wars, violence in the street. I put there Genesis 6:5, Pastor Fiani's favorite scripture, the wickedness of man, that they are doing evil and every imaginable thing continually, and it seems to be getting worse. But God has protected us. He's our refuge and our fortress. Can somebody say amen?
Amen.
Somebody say amen? God has brought us out of Egypt. God has brought us out of Egypt. Not the Egypt that is over there, but the Egypt, spiritual Egypt, and taking us through many Red Sea experiences. He has kept us through the wilderness of this world. This world is a wilderness we're passing through. He has provided bread. He is the true and living bread. He has provided water from a flinty rock. Oh, God is the living water. He has healed our bodies. He has protected us by day and night. And he has led us all the way. And he has delivered us from the wiles of the enemy. Is God good? Is God good, somebody? Let me hear somebody say, man, God is good all the time. Psalm 91 says, no terror by night, no arrow that flies by day, no pestilence that walks in darkness, no destruction that lives at noonday. He's the awesome of the mighty works he has done for us. God, your grace and mercy has brought us through. And we are living this moment because of you. Oh, my God. And then Psalm 23 says, the Lord is our shepherd. We shall not want. He maketh us to lie down in green pastures. He leads us beside still waters. He restores our soul. He leads us in paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though we walk through the valley of the shadow of death, we fear no evil. Why don't we fear evil? Because he's with us. Thou art with me. Thy word and thy staff, they comfort me. God prepare a table before me in the presence of our enemies. Sometimes, Lord, when I think of it, if the enemy would like to eat us up, he'd go about as a roaring lion seeking whom he may devour. He's there licking his lips, want to eat the lamb, have lamb chops. Oh, but God prepared to right before him, and we just rejoice in the presence of our enemies. And thou anointest our head with oil, and our cup is running over. They have this song that it seems like is the number one song today. His goodness is running after us. His goodness is running after us. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our life. And we will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. The Lord is good, and his mercy endureth forever. They are new every morning.
Hallelujah.
The scripture says, Samuel said, only fear the Lord and serve him in truth with all thine heart. For consider how great things he has done for me, for you, and for all of us. Praise the Lord. Those I'm just giving you a few scriptures of God's word toward mankind. Now the third point is thanksgiving and praise. We have heard so much of it today, thanksgiving and praise. In Psalm 107, a powerful psalm of thanksgiving and praise for God's goodness to the children of men. Excuse me, the psalmist exhorted the redeemed. We are the redeemed of the Lord in praising God and to observe his manifold providence over travelers, over captives. Oh God, his manifold providence. We heard about captivity and hostages. Oh God, over sick men, over seamen, and in diverse varieties of life, God has, his providence has protected and provided for us. So Psalm 107, I say, is a great psalm of thanksgiving. And it is written in different stanzas. In verses 1 to 7, I'd like you folks to, like brethren, to get out your Bibles and just listen to some of this. It says, "All give thanks unto the Lord, for his good, for his mercy endureth forever." We know that his mercy endureth forever. We heard Pastor preach the other day about the benefits of worship. And we know that if hadn't it been for his mercy, where we would be. And then it says, let the redeemed of the Lord say so, whom he hath redeemed from the hand of the enemy. Have you been redeemed from the hand of the enemy? Then he said, let us say so. There's a scripture that said, therefore the redeemed of the Lord shall return and come to Zion with singing. Okay, so we are the redeemed of the Lord. And he has gathered us out of the lands, from the east, from the west, from the north, and from the south. God has brought us from every direction. We wandered in the wilderness in a solitary way and found no place to dwell in. Hungry and thirsty, their souls fainted in them. But listen to this. Then they cried unto the Lord in their trouble. We're always praying to God in our trouble, and he's delivering us out of our distresses. Mm. And then verse 8 says, oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful work to the children of men. We need the praises of God supposed to be in our mouth continually. The next stanza goes from 9 to 14. Let me see if I have enough time to, okay, can read a few more to you. From 9 to 14, verse 9 says, for he satisfied the longing soul and filled the hungry soul with goodness. Oh, my Lord. We think of the scripture that says, they that hunger and thirst after righteousness shall be filled. We think of Jesus, the bread of life. He's always giving us bread to eat, providing for us every year. We don't have to worry about anything. He says that we are more precious than sparrows. He take care of the sparrows. How much more is going to take care of us? You know? So it says, he satisfied the longing soul, and he filled the hungry with goodness. And such as sit in darkness, and in the shadow of death, bound in affliction and iron. So that is where we were. We have heard many preaching about those that sat in darkness and seen a great light. We were in darkness, and God has brought us out of that darkness, and we have seen this great light. But the reason for that is because they rebelled against the words of God and contemned the counsel of the Most High. So he brought them down, and brought down their heart with labor, and they fell down, and there was none to help. But guess what again? Then they cried unto the Lord.
Yes.
They cried unto the Lord.
Yes.
In their trouble, and he saved them out of their distress. threatened. Yep. When you read that Bible, it's so severe. You know, when we disobey God, when we turn away from God, when we do our own thing, and God leave us to ourselves, and but we have to cry out in our distress, and he turns around and have mercy upon us. For his name's sake, for his great name's sake, for his goodness, he turns and he helps us. And he brought them out. He brought them out of darkness and the shadow of death and break their bonds in sunder. My Lord, we were so chained up, we were so bound. Satan had people bound up. Dear Lord, Jesus, there's a scripture Jesus said about this woman in the temple. Satan had bound for 18 years. He's the one that binds us, but Jesus is the one that moves us and breaks the bonds of sunder. And he said, oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful gifts to the children of men. For he had broken the gates of brass, cut the bars of iron in sunder. He jumped some more. Then they cry unto the Lord in their trouble, and he saved them out of all their distresses. And listen to this. I heard somebody talk about the song that a song about awesome, oh God, heals our bodies. He sent his word, and he healed them, and he delivered them from their destruction. He sent his word. I just love that scripture. He sent his word, and he delivered them. The word is Jesus. Jesus came, and he delivered us, and Jesus healed us. And not only that, his word is so powerful. I always think of the centurion who said, Lord, just speak the word only. And he spoke, and the servant was healed.
Yes.
So I thank God that he sent his words to heal us. Yes. And then he said, oh, that man, all of us would praise the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men. We don't praise him enough and let them sacrifice the sacrifices of thanksgiving and declare the works, his works, with rejoicing. They said, the song says, let us offer up the sacrifices of praise.
Yes.
Sometimes you don't feel like you want to, but you better, Pastor said, tell your soul that you need to praise God. Tell your soul you need to live in thanks.
Yes.
So he said, let them sacrifice the sacrifices of thanksgiving and declare his works with rejoicing. Then he talks about those that go down in ships to do business in great waters. They see the works of the Lord and his wonders in the deep. For when God commanded and raised up the stormy wind which lifted up the waves thereof, they will mount up to the heavens. So we talk about some of these tsunamis. Sometimes these tsunamis and the waves go many miles inland. Okay? They mount up to the heaven, they go down again to the depths, and their soul is melted because of trouble. They reel to and fro and stagger like a drunken man, and are at their wit's end. It's not just on the sea, but I have had wit's end situations, you don't know what to do. But they cried unto the Lord in their trouble, and he bringeth them out of their distresses. Listen to this, he maketh the storm a calm, so the waves thereof are still. You remember Jesus in the boat with his disciples, fast asleep, and they are there talking about, Master, wake up, Master, care is not that we perish. And he came and he speak to the winds and the waves, and they obeyed him and said, peace, be still. He's still the one that can speak to those storms in our life. So he said, oh, that men may praise the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful work to the children of men. Let them exalt him also in the congregation of the people and praise him in the assembly of the elders. That's where we are, the congregation of the people in the assembly. We need to praise the Lord. Also, continually remind us that we worship the Lord. That is what we do. That is what he deserves. We were created for no other purpose than to worship him. Worship him and to exalt him. Then he turned rivers into wilderness and water springs into dry ground. Who can do that? Fruitful land into barrenness. for the wickedness of them that dwell therein. So, you know, and then he turned the wilderness again into standing water and dry ground into water springs. God can change the seasons. God can change everything as he will. And there he maketh the hungry to dwell, that they may prepare a city for habitation, and sow the fields, and plant vineyards, which may yield fruit of increase. And he blessed them also, that they are multiplied greatly, and suffered not their cattle to decrease. Again, their ministration brought low through oppression and affliction and sorrow.
Yes.
How many times? Oh, we are brought down so low, oppressed by the enemy, oppressed by everything out there, and affliction and sorrow. And he poured contempt upon princes and caused them to wander in the wilderness where there is no way. Yet, guess what, God? Yet set, I love this scripture, yet set with thee the poor and high from affliction, and make it in families like a flock. God is the only one who can take the poor out of the dust and the needy out of the dunghill and set him among princes, among the princes of his people, and make him families like a flock. Look at us now. We are the family of God, and think of all the many families that God has for himself. So the Bible says the righteous shall see it. We have seen it and rejoice.
Yes.
And then all iniquity shall stop their mouth. Whoso is wise and will observe these things, even they shall understand the loving kindness of the Lord. The loving kindness of the Lord. So with all of this, it says, my mouth shall speak the praise of the Lord, and let all flesh bless his holy name forever and ever. Amen. The psalmist also in Psalm 148 says, and he exalted the celestial. If you turn over to Psalm 148, the celestial, the terrestrial, the rational creatures, to praise God, kings of the earth and all people, princes and judges, both young men and maidens, old men and children. God said, let them praise the name of the Lord, for his name alone is excellent, and his glory is above the earth and heaven. He exalted the horn of his people, the praise of all his saints, even the children of Israel, and us also. Let everything that hath breath praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, brethren. Praise the Lord. Sometimes we don't want to unmute ourselves. Praise the Lord. Give him some praise. Give him some time. Give him some glory. Hallelujah.
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 Thank him for all that he has done. Marvelous things for all he has done to us. You never will keep the praise
you.
We praise you for the things seen and the things unseen. We thank you for the things unknown and the things unknown. God, we pray. Hallelujah. Let me give you the rest of it now. I checked on some notes I made the last Sunday of 2022. Last year, the December, the message was the uncertainty. Listen to this. The uncertainty of the year to come, which is this year. Only God knows what is going to happen. Did we know all the things that happening during this year? Did we know about it? We are on a journey into the unknown. That was part of the message. And what a year of the unknown. What a year of the unknown. Every day we get up is something else. The last thing I saw was this place in Alaska with a landslide that slide down the hill and covering house and people like that. Every day is something the unknown. All right? And December 31st was watch night service, and the message was repentance, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. You know, because when you see all these things, we need to repent, we need to search ourselves, we need to know if we're ready. Because you can, God can call us at any time. So it was a message of repentance. And when we repent, we know we have the peace of God and we have joy in the Holy Ghost. And then a few hours after the watch night service was our first service for 2023. Yeah. And here, what was the message? The message was from Exodus 33:19. My presence will go with thee.
Yes.
My presence is to Moses. Moses said he wasn't going no place unless God go with him. And he said, and my presence will go with thee. So yeah. God has never left us during the year, from January until now. God has not left us. He said, lo, I am with you always. We can all testify of how the Lord has kept, protected, and delivered us through sorrow, through pain, tribulation, and caused us to triumph. Oh, glory to God, glory to God, glory to God. Last November, I was in the hospital. I could not breathe. I had pneumonia and did not know it. But, his loving kindness to me is better than life.
Yes.
Therefore, my lips shall praise him. Thus will I bless him while I live, because he has given me life. I bless him while I live, and his praise shall continually be in my mouth.
Yes.
Had it been for the Lord, I would not be here to tell you of his healing, and I would not be here today to give you his word. What about you? What about you? What has he done for you? We just celebrated Thanksgiving. And Thanksgiving is not about turkey. It is about his many blessings, God's many blessings. Psalm 40:5 says, many, O Lord, my God, are thy wonderful works which thou hast done, and thy thoughts which are to us ward. I heard a sister mention Jeremiah there that God's thoughts toward us, his plans for us are good. And thy thoughts which are to us ward, they cannot be reckoned up in order unto thee. If I would declare and speak of them, they are more than can be numbered. The songwriter says, count your blessings. Count your blessings. Name them one by one, and it will surprise you what the Lord has done. This message is about giving thanks with a grateful heart, praising God for his mighty acts. Let us praise him for his good and his mercy endure it forever. He inhabits the praises of his people, and he dwells in the praises of his people, and he manifests himself in the praises of his people. Praise him with all thine heart, not just a part. From the rising of the sun until its going down, he is worthy of all our praise. Praise. Lord, we praise. In one accord, we praise thee, O Lord. Glory and honor and power be unto the Lord our God. God of Abraham, faithful and true. Holy are you. Last time Pastor Amy brought us a message on worship. That God deserves to be worshipped where we is, in the beauty of holiness. We overcome obstacles in our lives by worship, and the benefits of God needs to be recognized and can only be done by acknowledging him in worship without any strings attached.
Like
we finite creatures have tried to give thanks, praise, and worship, to an infinite God. Soon the day will come when there are no more limitations, when we're worshiping the way we're supposed to be worshiped. Lord, they have a song that says, when they holy, holy are you, Lord, and all the elders and the angels bow, and the redeemed worship you. Now that time is coming when there'll be no limitation, when we worship God as he ought to be worshipped. So, brethren, I hope today these scriptures, these just scriptures, it's God's word, and God's word stands forever. It is sure. And I hope you are blessed by these few thoughts as we trust him for the remainder of the year, if he so will. So to God be the glory, and thank you for just listening to the word of God, and let the Holy Spirit minister to your hearts. In Jesus' name. Give it to your mother, Rita.